We call her the Queen of Gospel, our very own Mahalia Jackson. In 1947, she wrote and sang the lyrics to the song, Dig a Little Deeper. She sang, I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of God's love. Oh Lord, I want to talk more like a Christian should, walk more like Jesus would. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of God's love. Those lyrics were adapted for the Disney animated movie, The Princess and the Frog. Well, this gospel song invites us to dig a little deeper by walking as Jesus would and by talking as we know we should. Today's scriptures echo that invitation. They invite us to dig a little deeper by moving from doing what is good enough to making a more thoughtful, mature commitment to keeping and actively living God's commands. They call us to a higher standard of attitude, behavior, and action. Since last week's earthquake in Turkey and Syria, we are witnessing first responders digging deeper and deeper in search and rescue for survivors. And the search will go on and the aftermath continue. And here at home, we send forth our prayers through the intercession of Our Lady of Pramsukha that she will hasten to their rescue. When you hear the expression, it's up to you, do you believe it's true? It's up to you? Advertisers hawk phrases like this. They imply that the right choice is available for a price you can't afford to pass up. How much freedom do we really have? The author of the book of Sirach responded to this question. In today's passage, Sirach asserts that human beings are free to choose life or loss. He wanted to liberate people from the idea that their lives were predetermined or controlled by fate. And if we believe we have free will, then we usually opt to choose how to deal with all that happens, no matter our degree of control over our circumstances. So let's dig a little deeper. This gospel gives us the interpretive key to everything Jesus wanted to say. We find the key encapsulated in the phrase, I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill. Jesus, the prophetic Jewish preacher, understood that his vocation was to demonstrate the deeper meaning of everything that had gone before him, particularly in the storehouse of God's loving interaction with humanity. This gospel, when I read it, and I don't know how you feel when you hear it, but it seems damning and demanding. We could read it like another list of religious do's and don'ts. We often regard laws as a sort of barbed wire designed to entrap our freedom, whereas we should view them as the means to secure our liberty. Well, as Jesus continued to preach his Sermon on the Mount, he revealed his own discernment about the purpose of life and the place of law. The law Jesus came to fulfill is manifested in myriad ways. Whatever our relationship to the issues that Jesus named in that gospel: anger, resentment, adultery, divorce, the severing of relationships, and staying faithful to vows. They were nothing more than the diverse expressions of a profound disrespect for others. This gospel may be difficult to digest for those of us who have personal experiences with the issues Jesus names. Perhaps there is anger festering right now between you and a loved one. Maybe you have been the victim or perpetrator of adultery. I mean, who among us has never looked upon another person with lust? Jesus' warning against lust also applies to racism and sexism and all the bigotries that assume that our way is the norm while others are deviants. And who among us does not care about someone who is divorced? Let us be gentle with ourselves and with each other as we take in Jesus' message. In coming to fulfill the law, Jesus did not come to shame or berate us. He came to help us grow more faithful each day and to help us strengthen our muscles for reconciliation and repentance, and to know that God's mercy is always available. So where do you need to dig a little deeper? Which of Jesus' commands in this gospel is most challenging to you here and now? How could letting go of internal sins, where it all begins, such as anger and lust, enable you to live more freely and wholeheartedly as a disciple of Jesus? What moral teachings of the church do you struggle with? And what could help you see them as a loving invitation to a life of wholeness? The scriptures invite us to lay claim to the freedom to live in the storehouse of God's love. We cannot control others, but we can choose to respond to them in loving and merciful ways. In baptism, in every celebration of the Eucharist, we say yes to Christ's way. Let our yes be yes, and let us dig a little deeper in the storehouse of God's love.